Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A startling revelation has come to light where the National Green Tribunal, or NGT, has directed 6 southern states to submit air quality action plans, exposing a severely skewed spending pattern in the National Clean Air Program, or NCAP, funds. First, let's understand the context. The NGT's South Zone Bench, located in Chennai, has given a directive to 6 southern states and union territories, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Puducherry, to prepare sector-wise plans within 6 months to reduce PM2.5 and PM10 levels under the National Clean Air Program. What makes this significant is that the order comes after evidence of a severely skewed spending pattern was uncovered, where 86% of NCAP funds in southern states had been spent on road dust control, while vehicular emissions received only 6.6% and biomass burning a mere 4.1% of funds. The problem lies in the fact that road dust is the easiest and most visible intervention, requiring just sweeping machines and water tankers. But in major Indian cities, vehicular emissions and biomass burning, such as crop stubble, wood fuel, and garbage burning, contribute far more to PM2.5, the fine particles that penetrate the lungs and bloodstream. Crucially, this misallocation of funds has resulted in a critical situation where the root causes of pollution are not being addressed. Building on this, let's look at some specific data from Karnataka. Karnataka received 597.54 crore rupees under NCAP between 2019 and 20 and 2023 and 24. Of this, Bengaluru alone received 541.1 crore rupees. Yet, Bengaluru had used only 13% of its allocation by October 2024. Highlighting a massive non-utilization of funds alongside a severe air quality crisis. It is worth pausing here to note that the National Clean Air Program, or NCAP, requires each state to prepare state action plans, identifying state-specific pollution sources and time-bound interventions across various areas, including road dust, vehicular emissions, domestic fuel combustion, industrial emissions, municipal solid waste burning, and construction dust. However, the NGT found that southern states had not adequately prepared or implemented their state action plans. Now, let us turn to the National Green Tribunal itself. The NGT is not a civil court, but a statutory tribunal with expert members, including scientists and engineers, alongside judicial members. This unique composition allows the NGT to tackle complex environmental issues, such as air pollution, with a deep understanding of the technical aspects involved. And here is something that surprises many students: India's PM2.5 standard, which is 40 micrograms per cubic meter, is 8 times higher than the World Health Organization's guideline of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. Many cities in India still exceed even the country's own lax standard, highlighting the need for urgent action to improve air quality. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Clean Air Program, or NCAP, has allocated significant funds to southern states, but the utilization of these funds has been skewed, with a large percentage being spent on road dust control. The correct term is, the central government has set a national ambient air quality standard, which is still much higher than the World Health Organization's guidelines. The NGT has directed 6 southern states to prepare sector-wise plans to reduce PM2.5 and PM10 levels. Karnataka received 597.54 crore rupees under NCAP, with Bengaluru alone receiving 541.1 crore rupees. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The National Green Tribunal, the National Clean Air Program, non-attainment cities, PM2.5, PM10, state action plans, and the Prana portal are all important keywords to remember for your mains examination. Additionally, the issue of air pollution, environmental governance, and the role of the National Green Tribunal are crucial aspects to understand for your UPSC preparation. Now, let us turn to the prelims facts corner. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that the NGT has directed 6 southern states to submit air quality action plans. Remember this number, 86% of NCAP funds in southern states were spent on road dust control. Note this carefully, the National Clean Air Program requires each state to prepare state action plans. This is a favorite prelims fact. The National Green Tribunal is a statutory tribunal with expert members, including scientists and engineers. In conclusion, the National Green Tribunal's directive to 6 southern states to submit air quality action plans highlights the need for urgent action to improve air quality in India. The skewed spending pattern in the National Clean Air Program funds has resulted in a critical situation where the root causes of pollution are not being addressed. This issue has significant implications for environmental governance and public health in India.